From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, November 1st at 8:56. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have positive trade here this morning. December corn up 4 3/4 at 4:15.5. January soybeans up 12 3/4 at 10:06 3/4. And December wheat up 3.5 at 574. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones last check up 322 points as we rebound from last week's slide at 42,086 points. And welcome to November. It's November 1st, and looking forward to a lot of volatility probably this next week or two. Obviously, election season and the pending results on that have big market implications. A lot of folks really kind of on the sidelines and kind of a risk-off type of attitude, just given the uncertainty of what it appears to be a pretty tight race. We'll also get a WASDE report next week, too, that may affect some supply and demand tweaks on corn and soybeans here. But soybeans showing some impressive resilience here after rejecting contract lows earlier this week. Like I said, up here this morning and look to close out on a better footing. They rejected contract lows of 955 back from mid-August. We got as low as 963 on Wednesday, and we're on November 997 here. Going to start looking at January a little bit more as the November contract is in delivery right now. So a lot of these bids, if you're watching, need to look at the January contract moving forward. There's a mixed bag of factors to consider when analyzing price direction for soybeans. I think right now there's really impressive crush margins globally and really a lack of Chinese coverage on Chinese soybean imports for the next few months, December, January timeframe, until that Brazil crop will be ready to go in February. So that lends a positive outlook with great crush margins, good demand. However, lots of fears on if Donald Trump were to win, frankly, Trump trade war 2.0, what that would look like. And to go along with that, a record Brazil crop projected, 169 million metric tons is the latest projection. So that would lead to a really burdensome balance sheet, specifically on soybeans. We did get some export sales here this morning, pretty solid, 4.8 million bushels of soybeans to China, 30 million bushels of corn to Mexico, our number one trade partner there as far as corn export, and 7.2 million bushels of beans to unknown to go along with 30,000 metric tons of soybean oil to India. Funds are estimated to be short 70,000 contracts of corn, short 61,000 contracts of soybeans, and short 36,000 contracts of Chicago SRW wheat. We do have still a really tough looking drought map here in the United States for pretty much the lower 48. However, we have some really great rains forecasted that will really help alleviate drought in parts of North Texas, Oklahoma, eastern Kansas, pretty much the whole state of Missouri, eastern Iowa, and western Illinois. So I think that could really heal up a lot of our drought situation and help a lot of wheat areas in the United States. So looking forward to some precipitation. It has been a very dry run here for fall. It's great for field work and harvest progress, but as many of you know, there's been lots of field fires and really dangerous conditions just due to the very dry situation here in the Midwest, really across the belt. For those of you with December corn basis contracts, I would really look at having offers in place to